the cascading effects of interest rates.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. When China talks these days, world markets respond. The decision to raise interest rates there is what's thought to have forced a 6% dip in oil prices. A month ago, oil at $70 a barrel would have been a horrible thought. Today, that's where it's at. And that sounds like good news after it topped 75 bucks a barrel earlier this week. Now, it's not clear what's on the agenda for a meeting that's reportedly being planned for next month that would get the chiefs of Ford, GM, and Chrysler around a table with President Bush. Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon with some possibilities.
Just this week, the president has been suggesting ideas that would help Detroit make the shift toward more fuel-efficient vehicles. Bush's priorities include making ethanol-based fuel easier to find, and he has an idea for government incentives to boost sales of gas-saving cars.
Have Congress make all hybrid and clean diesel vehicles sold this year eligible for federal tax credits.
Such plans are bound to win thanks from Detroit's Big Three, but Automotive News executive editor Edward Lapham says they only address part of the carmaker's financial predicament. While they're pursuing different sales tactics, U.S. auto companies share a common problem, struggling to keep up with worker benefits.
I think if there's a unified voice, it will be on the issues of health care and the need for a national solution to that problem, as well as perhaps some look at what can be done on the pension and Social Security front.
Ford's chairman told the New York Times a federal bailout will not be on the agenda for next month's meeting. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Only on Wall Street can you post a 16% profit for the quarter, a net of close to $3 billion, and still disappoint. Of course, things are always different when you're Microsoft. Shares of Mr. Softee fell 6% in after-hours trading on the news. Increased costs on Windows and the Xbox are in part to blame. Just because so many computers boast Intel inside doesn't mean things inside Intel are so hot. Rachel Dornhelm explains why the chips are down for the chipmaker.
After a nearly 40% drop in first quarter profits, Intel announced it's shaving $1 billion from its spending budget this year. A plan for the cuts will be made in the next 90 days. It's expected to include layoffs and internal restructuring. Industry analyst Michael Mazdea says over the past 18 months, Intel's profits have been eroded by competitor Advanced Micro Devices, or AMD.
AMD has dropped Intel from up in the 80% plus market share range down into the mid-70s, and Intel believes by the end of this year they can be back up into the 80s.
AMD first challenged Intel in the commercial server arena. Now it has plans to chip away at Intel's high-end notebook market.
Intel's doing the right thing here. The question is it going to be enough to stop AMD?
Mazdea expects the sector to become fiercely competitive in the next 6 months as the two biggest microprocessor makers duke it out. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
If you want to start a business, get yourself to the desert. Inc. magazine says the place to be for entrepreneurs is Yuma, Arizona. At the bottom of the list, just after Philly, Muncie, Indiana. And on Wall Street, money types are waiting for the first quarter GDP numbers due out this morning. They're expected to be strong. On Thursday, the Dow was up 28, the Nasdaq was up 11, and the S&P was up 4. This is Marketplace. Friday means another time for the job files. Today, the trailer park manager.
My name is Kenneth Grindel. We are at the Shady Dell Vintage RV Park in Bisbee, Arizona. The Spartan Aircraft Company in Tulsa, Oklahoma, produced planes during the war. When the war was over, they had the factories, the workers, and they started producing a line of trailers. And they really were the top of the line. When someone opens the door to step into the trailers, they're basically stepping back into the 50s. Music's playing, certain lighting is on. It's just wonderful. I have my own trailer and I live here, so that's included in my salary. I always wanted to live in the treehouse, but hey.
Carolyn Kellogg produced today's job file. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By the American Public Transportation Association, committed to making America energy independent through increased use of public transportation. On the web at publictransportation.org. And by Medtronic, alleviating pain, restoring health, extending life. Medtronic. On the web at Medtronic.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. It's no news that dead tree media are suffering. Advertising is moving online. So are readers. Profit margins have become paper thin. But not all newspapers are struggling with how to keep relevant in the digital age. Ashley Milntite says there are some where circulation is on the rise.
Since December, one Spanish-language chain has snapped up papers in Florida and San Francisco. New Spanish-language weeklies have just launched in Tennessee and Arkansas. Tom Oliver is with the National Association of Hispanic Publications. He says publishers are responding to the fact that the Spanish-speaking population has doubled in the last 15 years. Recently, Oliver got a call from a Florida furniture seller who sometimes put out an informal newsletter for Spanish-speaking customers. It had ads for his business and community news.
Now he says, if we don't publish our newspaper, people come in and ask where it is and why they didn't get it. So we've really got to turn this into a real business endeavor. That's the story of many, many newspapers throughout the United States.
Advertisers are helping fuel the growth of newspapers, keen to reach a population that spent $504 billion on goods in 2003. That number is expected to hit $1 trillion within 2 years. In fact, many Spanish-language papers are free. The advertising covers their costs. And the paid newspapers are thriving, too.
You have El Caribe from the Dominican Republic. That's $1.50. Hola, ¿qué tal? El Diario, Vocero.
Dominican-born businessman Eddie Cuesta has lived in New York since he was 10. He is fluent in English and he can check his computer anytime for news, but he still pays 50 cents a day for El Diario La Prensa, partly, he says, for emotional reasons.
My parents have been buying El Diario for the last 30 years, you know, so you just get used to it, and I'm a very strong supporter because I think they have done a lot of good things for the community.
One man who would agree is Alberto Vuvulias, executive editor of El Diario La Prensa. He says the 93-year-old paper is increasing its circulation in part because it helps new immigrants negotiate their way through American life, but it also provides strong links with home.
Every day, we publish more pages of Latin American news than any other newspaper in New York.
News, he says, that even third-generation Hispanics want to know. But what about the specter of the Internet? Vuvulias says there may well come a time when Hispanics read online news as much as the U.S. population as a whole, but he's not worried about that yet. He says he's concentrating on serving his growing audience.
The great issues of our time basically revolve around the conflicts between globalization and global flows and citizenship. And our readers live many of these issues.
He says given that, he expects to have a healthy readership for many years to come. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Hey, we're podcasting now. Go to marketplace.org for details. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
You think you're ready for retirement? Yeah.